The Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449. Oh, man. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Well, I don't know what happened, man. I went to the dentist this morning, and I'm laying there, I'm getting my teeth cleaned. So you're laying there like that, and I don't know what was the trip, like post-nasal drip or something, but I couldn't stop hacking. And this is a great dental hygienist. You want to know why? Because she kept her mouth shut through the whole period of the teeth cleaning procedure. She never once tried to engage me in conversation about my family or what's going on with my life, knowing full well, with my mouth pried open, I can't answer her. So thank you. Good old Dr. Fink. Those cats, they get it done over there, man. You go in, you go out, you go in. Oral cancer. Thank you. Get out. Great. Thanks. Okay. And they don't bore you with their conversation. I appreciate it. Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Now, Patrick Swayze, something you know about Patrick Swayze, he is the movie star who had to make an emergency landing with his airplane earlier this month. Now, three construction workers say they helped actor Patrick Swayze hide beer and wine bottles after his plane made an emergency landing earlier this month. This is according to police. The three are charged with lying to police. Authorities say the men knew they were knew more than they initially let on about the incident. Police say the three now acknowledge they helped Patrick Swayze remove a 30-pack of beer, including at least 10 empty bottles and a nearly empty bottle of wine from the plane before driving him to a hotel. Swayze and police didn't hook up until 12 hours after the crash. He told them that he had not been drinking or using drugs. The actor's publicist denies there was any alcohol on the plane. Swayze was flying solo. He was in a 78 twin-engine Cessna 414A from Van Nuys, California to Las Vegas when he was forced to attempt an emergency landing near Prescott, Arizona, and that was on June 1st. We're going to talk to a local pilot, Art Griego, who is a private pilot and does some commercial flying, and he is right now flying over the South Bay right now. Art?
That's right, sir. Over a beautiful South Bay right now in Southern California, and it just couldn't be a better afternoon for flying right now. Temperature, as you know, it's probably in the 80s down on the ground right now, but up here it's very pleasant, mid-60s, over.
Okay, how are you talking to us, by the way? Because I know that you don't have cell service up there, right?
So I'm on an airphone right now, and it's fairly standard to use an airphone, or what we call an air cell.
What kind of plane are you in?
Come back there now, over.
What kind of a plane are you in?
I'm in a Cessna Skyhawk. Over.
Okay. Tell me about Patrick Swayze and what your feeling is on that.
I have to tell you, Phil, that I think that the FAA is overreacting a little bit. First of all, it takes a hell of a lot more skill to get a pilot's license than it does a driver's license. And I think that the FAA is overreacting politically. I think they've got a hard time understanding that celebrity pilots should be given the same leeway, not the same leeway as other pilots, but also that Mr. Swayze had that plane under control and was taking all the was safe. Over.
All right, so Patrick Swayze, you're saying, is being singled out by the FAA?
No, so what I'm saying is that Mr. Swayze is a pilot. He had the situation under control. The construction workers that helped Pat, as he's known around Van Nuys, by the way, I have a hard time calling him Patrick.
He's known by what?
We call him Pat Swayze, or Pat. He hide the liquor bottles because the FAA still has a hard time understanding that celebrity pilots especially should be given some leeway. They're famous, they entertain people with drinks and cocktails, and they have it under control. They're totally solid. Over.
You can hear me pretty good?
Come back.
I said you can hear me pretty good in the plane, right?
Yes, I can, Phil. Right now over the Santa Monica area, vectoring out of Van Nuys this afternoon. Back.
Can I ask you a question, that little electronic noise?
Roger.
Is that real, or are you making that with your mouth?
Well, you kind of got me. I'm making it with my mouth because it's not really...
Yeah, it sounds very realistic, but you can stop doing that, okay?
Over. You mean that one?
Yeah. You don't have to make that noise with your mouth. We know you're on an airphone. You're not on a two-way. It's two ways that make that sound, okay? So don't do that anymore, if you don't mind.
I thought I fun with you in the audience this afternoon, sir. Over.
And do you have to say over, too?
No, I don't have to do that either.
Well, then just talk to me like a normal human being. Don't say over, and don't make the little sound with your mouth. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's all right. I'm sorry.
It did nothing to apologize for. You're doing a great job, okay? Okay, so Patrick Swayze, who is, and by the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Art Griego. He's a private pilot. He's flying over Los Angeles this afternoon in a Cessna Skyhawk. Is that it?
That's right, sir. This is a part of a partnership I have with a friend of mine. We have also a Piper Malibu Mirage, which is a beautiful aircraft. But I'm in a little Cessna Skyhawk right now. It's doing about 100 knots. Out over Southern California this afternoon.
All right. Patrick Swayze is a pilot as well as an actor. The man could possibly have been drinking. Is that not, with 10 beer bottles and a wine bottle, is that not an unsafe situation?
So I think ordinarily you could say that perhaps it is an unsafe situation. But the FAA, if it was driving a car, but the FAA is not understanding the dealing with pilots. And pilots have got their stuff together far better than people are driving cars. Anybody can get a driver's license for a car. Anybody out there, you name it. Old people, people who have visual problems, people who have every kind of muscle control problem, bladder control, they all have driver's licenses, and they're all out there endangering each other's lives. Pilots are different. Pilots have to undergo a rigorous training, and pilots have much more control than people who drive in cars. As a result, even if Patrick Swayze had been drinking 10 beers, that is the same as having to pilot an aircraft, for instance, still for a storm.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying that drinking 10 beers is the same as having to fly through a storm?
I'm saying it's the same conditions.
All right, so if I get up in an aircraft and I've just had 10 beers, so I'm pretty well blotto, that's no different than flying through a storm.
That's correct. And pilots also have to take medical examinations every few years, which automobile drivers do not. So I think changes in the FAA law need to be made. I think the singling out Patrick Swayze unfairly.
Hold on for a minute. Let's say Patrick Swayze was blind, stinking drunk on 10 beers and a bottle of wine, okay?
There's no proof that he was, Phil.
I'm not saying that there is. Let's just say that he was blind on 10 beers and a bottle of wine. You're saying that being blind on 10 beers and a bottle of wine is exactly the same thing as flying through a rainstorm.
Yes, that's the same conditions. So what I would say to any one of your listeners right now is go out, have 5 or 6 drinks, and try to drive. That would be the same as if you were driving through a hailstorm. Same thing.
So if I'm driving through a hailstorm, it's as if I had 6 drinks.
That's the same level of impairment, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. So Patrick would have been even more cautious.
Well, I know you have some recommendations for the FAA, because we talked about this before we went on the air. What's the number one recommendation you would have?
The number one recommendation, Phil, is for the FAA to recognize that there is a higher level of skill required for flying, so they should have some leeway when it comes to drinking and flying. Number two, celebrity pilots entertain more. They throw more parties. They're around cocktails more than the rest of us, so I think that they're more used to it. Number three, flying after 10 drinks is no different than flying in a rainstorm, as I mentioned to you. And so those are the things that I would recommend to anyone of any pilot, anybody in the FAA. Over.
You did it again with the over.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're talking here with Art Griego at 1-800-449-8686. It is his belief that Patrick Swayze, they're leaning on him a little too hard. Drinking 10 beers and a bottle of wine for any pilot is the same as having to fly through a heavy storm. Craig Taylor, my engineer, takes some flying lessons whenever he can find enough money to pay the instructor. Would you say that after drinking 10 beers, well, maybe I shouldn't ask you that, Craig, I'm sorry. And you're also saying that they're leaning on him too hard, he had full control of the plane?
Absolutely. There was no reason to believe that Patrick Swayze was out of control.
But he had 10 empty beer bottles.
He had a 30-pack. But for all we know, this is a young man, and he's 47, so he's not that young, but he looks young. And I want to think of him as a young man, that even after a 30-pack of beer, I feel safe knowing that he's flying over my house. And I,
How can you say that?
I'm sorry?
How can you say you feel safe that anybody who's had a 30-pack of beer flying over your house, you feel safe?
Absolutely safe. And I can tell you right now that a lot of people who are in the same situation as I, pilots, understand what I'm talking about. The average person probably doesn't understand it. But the thing is,
what is that?
Hold on for a minute. I got a stall indication. Stall indication. I had a stall indicator there, Phil. You get a little bit low there, so forgive me. That was a stall indicator.
All right, hold the line here. I need you to get your aircraft under control.
I'm fine. I got no problem.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. That's Art Griego, who just made a statement that I think is a little rash. He feels safer with Patrick Swayze flying over his house after drinking a 30-pack than getting into an automobile with the average automobile driver today. 1-800-449-8686. And what's happened is the FAA and the police are investigating now these charges that there might have been liquor on board, and that Mr. Swayze might have been imbibing while he was flying, and that could be a problem. However, Art Griego was saying that he had it under control, they're leaning on him, and drinking 10 bottles of beer is the same as flying through a storm. Same conditions. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. In the air over Southern California right now, Art Griego is a private pilot talking to us about Patrick Swayze's run-in with the FAA. Swayze, as you know, had to make an emergency landing in Prescott, Arizona after something went wrong. What exactly did he say went wrong with his plane?
Well, I think there's some question as to pressurization in the cabin, so...
So the pressure?
That's what he claims, right. It could very well have been.
How do we know that there was that maybe he couldn't fly it any longer because he was so blotto?
That doesn't happen to pilots. People who drive cars, yes. Pilots are very skilled. These are people who are individuals who have gone through an awful lot of training.
Do you drink and fly, Art?
There's nothing wrong with it. I don't do it personally. I can say that I don't drink and fly, but I certainly do not do a lot of it.
Where do you fly out of?
I vector out of Santa Monica, sometimes Van Nuys.
Van Nuys?
Yes, sir.
Here's Philadelphia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Philadelphia, yes, sir.
Yes, in reference to flying a drunk or whatever it is, drinking, in reference to doing it through a thunderstorm, the same thing.
How many times have you called the show tonight?
Pardon me?
How many times have you called our show tonight?
It's the first time.
First time? Okay. You sound like the guy in the first hour. Go ahead.
Well, I fly for a major airline.
What?
And I was on mine.
Go ahead, sir, in Philadelphia.
Yeah. I had to respond to this thing. It's just amazing. You know, I can't believe that, a private pilot is going to get on there and say to the public, flying through a storm, same thing as drinking so many beers.
Well, it is. In terms of the skill. If you know anything about flying, you know what I'm talking about. It is in terms of the skill used and in terms of the skill needed, it's the same thing. Are you a pilot?
Yes, I am.
Well, I don't know what you fly, but what I'm talking about is the skill required to fly through a storm is the same skill required to fly after you've drunk 10 beers.
Well, let me give you my background for a minute. First of all, not only am I a pilot, I have flown for 8 years on the 747, and right now I'm flying a 777, and I fly internationally, and I've got 14,000 hours of experience.
Well, whatever. I mean, I fly private planes. We're talking about private planes now, small plane, top jobs. See?
But I was related.
Work there. Hold on, stand by.
Are you...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, one of the things, you know, I remember years
was
ago...
That a, that was a stall warning.
You know, a student pilot flying.
Roger.
Not actually a student. Actually, I had my license, and we were flying to Long Island. We had...
Tell me about
on the airplane.
Uh-huh.
And we had flown to a place in Long Island.
Okay,
and,
you got to get that plane under control,
when
okay?
I landed, the guy was...
I got a stall warning, too.
What's going on there? You having a big party or what?
You're a pilot? You don't know what a stall warning sounds like?
All right, anyway, Sor, thanks for your call, but you're kind of dull. 1-800-449-8... Occasionally we have to make these judgment calls. I'd rather listen to your stall warning than that guy's call. Here is...
Yeah, it was going on and on about something about him piloting a 747. Who cares?
Okay, Newport Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
I'd like to talk to this guy who says that drinking and flying is okay. I'm telling you,
it's a skill.
What are you talking about? You can't get up and go fly an aircraft. You know, legally, you got to go 24 hours from drinking alcohol.
No, that's if you're flying a commercial plane.
Not flying a commercial airplane. That's flying any airplane.
Go ahead.
This is unbelievable. Is this guy really stalling?
Are you stalling that thing or what?
Phil, if this guy flies, he knows that that is a standard warning. It is a standard warning for altitude. Doesn't mean
Is the engine stalling?
My engine stalled out, yeah.
I know a stall warning siren. I know that's a stall warning siren.
Let me ask you something. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm saying the FAA needs to loosen up and back off because Patrick Swayze had full control over that aircraft.
How can you tell that he had full control
because
over the
aircraft? Because he landed it safely, okay? And
just
I say it again.
Yes, he landed it safely.
And I would much rather have him buzzing my roof, the rooftop of my house, where my children sleep. Oh, what?
You're amazing. You mean to tell me that just because someone who's drunk lands a plane okay...
Oh, come on with this stall warning. Here we go.
Okay, I am having a problem here, Phil. So stand by.
Why don't you have him drink a couple of beers and then he won't have to worry about listening to the stall warning anymore? I mean, this guy's ridiculous. Tell me something. What kind of plane are you flying right now?
Stand by.
Well, what's going on?
All right. I got a Cessna Skyhawk.
Okay,
all
you're
right,
flying
anyway.
A Cessna. Yeah. Are you drinking right now?
No, I'm not.
Well, okay, you're not drinking, but you think... Are you telling me that it would be okay if you were drinking right now?
I'm telling you that pilots have to have a higher degree of skill than people who drive in cars. I feel much safer with a pilot that's been drinking than a driver who's been drinking, somebody who's driving a car, okay?
Okay, now
Patrick
let me tell
Swayze,
you something.
I am in complete control of this aircraft right now, okay? Maybe I've had a drink, maybe I haven't.
Now here we go. Now you're coming.
Stop
man, by. I hope this guy doesn't crash this thing onto something. It's
where are you flying right now?
I'm over South Bay.
Okay, well, you're having a problem with this. The stall indicator is either malfunctioning or you're stalling that aircraft. Have you been drinking?
What?
Have you been drinking?
Stand by.
I hope he's flying over water. That's all I got to say.
Okay, anyway, I think the essential points that he's trying to make are that pilots are leaned on a little too heavy by the FAA.
Over alcohol? Let me tell you something. One of the basic ideas of flying is that a pilot... is totally responsible for himself, the other people, and what he's flying over. This guy here is telling us that, hey, you've had a couple of drinks just because you're a pilot and you have some additional skills that you no longer have to meet those requirements is ridiculous.
Oh, listen to this. I'm told that's a stall warning on a Cessna Skyhawk.
Well, that is what a stall warning siren sounds like on a Cessna. I just can't believe that this guy is talking to you on the phone while he's flying a Cessna.
I gotta hook up with him somehow. Mike, get a hold of this guy when we go into our break, okay? Sir, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Art?
Stand by.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. I'm sitting here trying to talk about airplane safety with a dude whose plane is stalling. Phil Hendry Show.
We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Is that, so Art, we have you back, right?
Yeah, Phil, there was a stabilization problem there.
I got a guy on the line who's in Los Angeles who used to own a Cessna Skyhawk, sir, is that right?
That's right.
Are you right? You're a former, are you a pilot, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had a problem with stabilization here. I don't know if you know anything about it.
I think you need to get one hand off of the telephone and one
there
hand on the
again.
Throttle and the other one on the yoke. Because you're about, if that stall is going off that much, you're in some serious trouble.
Can you get it back into a, to?
Where do you vector out of?
What?
Where are you vectoring out of?
Where am I flying at?
Yeah.
I fly out.
What?
I fly out of Long Beach.
I didn't hear him, Phil.
Say that again, sir. Your phone broke up.
I fly out of Long Beach, California.
Long, out of Long Beach, okay.
Correct. Roger. I just had a... everything's okay right now. We just had a...
Well, no, no, no. It's not a... You need to hang the phone up and learn because the next thing that's going to happen to you is you're going to stall and spin.
Hold on for a second. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can. The guy on the ground can.
Okay. If I have a problem, can you talk me in?
No. I don't want to be anywhere near you.
Say again, please.
I don't want to be anywhere near you. You are a danger to the aviation community.
What is going on with your plane, Art?
I had a stabilization problem. I think I got it now, Phil.
Well, you sure did, man, because the gentleman was telling me that is an indication of altitude, right?
Right.
Okay. Your phone broke up there, man. 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego is with us. We're talking about Patrick Swayze's run-in with the FAA, drinking of alcohol in an aircraft, and the fact that it is, at least Art's opinion, that drinking as a pilot is not the same as drinking as an automobile driver. You should allow pilots more leeway. A former pilot on the line with us here in Omaha. Sir, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. That stall warning has nothing to do with altitude. It has to do with the attitude of the aircraft. And it's my belief that the guy is doing it intentionally.
No, sir.
All right, well, what do we got going here, Art? Are you doing that on purpose?
No, sir, I am not. I was paying a little bit too much attention to talking on the radio here. I've got it stabilized.
Okay, the gentleman in Omaha, was that your comment?
My comment is that anyone who drinks can only drink so much, about one drink per hour, and then the liver overloads.
Right.
And if someone reaches like 0.1%, which is the legal level in most states.
Oh, come on!
Got a problem with that?
That they are paired, and that so-called pilot's own argument, it really should be this.
Because it
takes more skill to fly a plane, it's all the more reason for the pilot to stay sober.
There's no reason to insult me, sir. I'm doing the best I can. I'm simply saying that Mr. Swayze is being unfairly targeted, but hold on.
Will you get that plane straight? What is that thing, anyway? Is that it sounds like a baby or something.
It's a warning.
I'll say it's a warning.
It's a stall warning. Theoretically, it is indicating that he is putting the wing at too high an angle of attack,
right,
and the airflow is being disrupted over the wing. All he has to do is to trim that airplane and fly straight and level, and that won't happen. He's causing it intentionally, and
no,
I suspect
sir.
He is
I'm not.
Addicted to alcohol.
Let me ask a question here, okay?
That's unnecessary, Mr. Henry.
All right, hold on. Let me just ask the question of this gentleman in Omaha. Would you feel safe with Patrick Swayze flying over your house after drinking a 30-pack?
If I had known that he had consumed one drink, my flying club had a rule, 24 hours from bottle to throttle.
24 hours from bottle to throttle.
That's right.
Yeah.
We did not allow ourselves to take up our own plane if we had a drink in 24 hours.
Well, I agree with that, but I want to say this. I don't think that you can hold pilots to the same standard as people who drive.
That's right. They have to be held to a higher standard.
Oh, no, wait a second. Oh,
Here we go again.
I think that,
okay.
I think this guy and this air, and this show may be a fraud because of who this guy is.
Let me ask
you
something. Are you even flying in an airplane?
What?
Are you even flying in an airplane?
No, I'm not.
Thank you very much.
What are you doing? What are you trying to do?
I was having
He's
a
fraud.
I was
sure,
excuse
sure
me. I wanted to make a point about Patrick Swayze. That's all.
You're making me look like an idiot, sir.
I have to get off the line, sir.
Well, I was just trying to... I didn't want to offend anybody.
You're stalling, you're flying, you're this, you're that. Where'd you get the sound effects?
I got a mix master in my room.
A mix master? You mean like a mixing board?
Yeah. I went out to the airport. And what's all the...
What was all this stuff?
That was me doing it with my mouth. And to the gentleman in Omaha, I apologize. Are you there?
I am there, and partner, if you, in fact, drink, you better get your facts straight about what alcohol addiction is about.
Exactly. Well, let me ask this question, Mr. Griego. Have you been drinking this afternoon? Have you been drinking?
Yes, I have.
So you went out, got yourself some beers, dummied up some sound effects, come on my show and make me look like an ass.
I wanted to make a point about Patrick
Swayze. Never mind about Patrick Swayze. Sound effects of a plane stalling. You're flying over the South Bay.
I just think that Patrick Swayze got a bad deal.
Are you a pilot?
No, I'm not.
You've never flown?
Well, I mean, I've...
Have you ever flown a plane yourself?
No, I haven't.
Well, what's the whole story with this?
I happen to be a big fan of Patrick Swayze's. I don't know. The gentleman in Omaha, are you there?
I am here, but I can't stay on much longer.
Do you know Patrick Swayze's films?
I'm sure I have seen them.
I gotta tell you something. He's a hell of a dancer. Great actor.
What's this got to do with flying? You don't know anything about flying, do you?
No, I don't.
You're just a member of the Patrick Swayze fan club?
I like his movies.
So you came on with some sound effects, flying sound effects, and a plane stalling. Why the plane stalling?
I thought it sounded good.
You thought it sounded good?
See, and two other pilots before me, guys, who were actually there, tried to get your attention on that fact.
You're right. That the stalling thing was that the guy was doing it on purpose. You were, too, because it was a sound effect.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Every so often, I'd punch a button and make it sound like it was stalling.
Do you know anything about planes?
Nothing.
Why did you even go to the effect to get a stalling effect?
I thought it would sound neat.
All right. The gentleman in Omaha.
I just like to hear I like to hear myself on the radio. And
so you call a lot of talk shows?
Yeah.
You ever called KFA? Where are you listening in Omaha? KFAB?
Yes.
Yeah, I call them a lot too. Yeah.
Okay, sir, thank you for your call in Omaha.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Are you angry? Are you angry, sir? Oh, he's pissed off.
Well, I would be, too.
I thought he was a very good pilot.
Well, you wouldn't know, would you? You're not a pilot.
Well, I didn't mean to do it.
Yeah, I know you didn't mean.
I was just having a lot of fun.
Yeah, of course. Okay, folks, that wasn't really a pilot, obviously. He was making noises in his room with a tape recorder. I just find it...
Phil, can I just try one more thing?
Will you turn it off, please? It's embarrassing. 1-800-449... Schaefer, you're fired. You know that, don't you? 1-800-449... 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. I was sitting here talking to Taylor about flying, and he has a lifelong ambition to eventually become a pilot. First, though, he's going to have to buy himself an airplane. He's going to have to get lessons and have to get a license, but that small technicality out of the way, he'd love to be a flyer. He'd love to be a pilot. He'd love to be up in the wild blue yonder. He'd love to be up in somebody's wild blue yonder. And so you need to take lessons, don't you? You going to take those from your girlfriend's dad? Is that the same guy that's offered to fly me and Maria up to San Francisco anytime we want? Did he make the offer?
You guys
want to
go flying? Yeah.
Well, he's never made the offer. You just asked him, would you fly Phil and Maria?
He'd fly anybody.
Would he fly?
Yeah.
Well, I think that would be nice. I got these nightmare, John Denver nightmares, though, of going into private planes and suddenly just... or hearing... that sound. By the way, when I was flying to... Hi, I'm Richie Valens. And anyway... Yo, man, No, not to worry, Mr. Valens. Okay, so... Sweet home Alabama. Okay, so I'm flying to Seattle on a puddle jumper. I think it was whatever the hell it was. I forget who flies up there. Well, anyway, I kept hearing that. Turned out it was that's a stall warning, but there's a beep, 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 beep. What is that, altitude? Look at Taylor, doesn't know what the hell I'm talking about. I think we almost stalled it going to Seattle. I'm glad I can't remember the name of the airline. I'd probably get sued. Even if I was telling the truth, I'd probably get sued. But I kept hearing that. And the other thing I could hear was a Seahawk game on the radio. The pilot's up there listening to,
at first and 10 at the 25-yard line, this is Hacksaw Hamilton. And the
guy's like, yeah, baby, yeah! Two pilots, a pilot and co-pilot, and this little puddle jumper, twin props, taking, I don't know, whatever, you know, 15, 20 people, and these guys are listening to the ball game. So there you go. All right, I was going to mention great moments from the 70s, because I'm reading this book about the 70s, and Schaefer and I were talking about the 70s the other day, and I said, you know, I know some things that happened in the 70s that everybody's forgotten. Weird musical things. I said, for some reason, this thing keeps popping up in my head. This actually took place. And it will never make it in any history book. I don't know if you'll read about it anywhere, but this happened. I read about this happening, this very thing. Elvis Costello, Stephen Stills, and Bonnie Bramlett. You know who those three people are? You know Elvis Costello is. Stephen Stills, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Bonnie Bramlett was with a group called Delaney and Bonnie. They were drinking one night in a bar someplace. Or in a restaurant, or they were all together. And Elvis Costello referred to Ray Charles as a dumb blind, and then he used the N-word. Bonnie Bramlett got up and clocked that little English poser and knocked him on his ass, and then Stephen Stills jumped in, and they kicked the crap out of Elvis Costello. Did you ever hear about that? It happened. They interviewed him later, and they said, why did you call Ray Charles that? He said, the people that I was with were boring me so severely that I had to say something to outrage them. And sure enough, he did. And then the guy who asked the question said something like, well, what if we called you a English posing fag? Would that be a problem with you? And I don't care. I don't bloody hell. But the people were boring me. So years later, I thought about that. I thought, well, you know, that was pretty good then. Elvis did what he did. It was a terrible thing to call Ray Charles. But it wasn't personal. He was saying something to piss off these two people, and he did. It's like with the time that Peter Grant and John Bonham almost killed that theater manager. You ever hear about that? The manager of Led Zeppelin and the drummer, John Bonham, beat the crap out of this guy. Just beat this guy within an inch of his life. Because he said something like Bonham was a crap drummer or something. I don't know what it, no, I don't know what the guy, do you even remember what the insult was? I can't, it was some, maybe it was business, something. They beat this guy bloody. The manager of Led Zeppelin and the drummer, who within a few short years would be dead himself, beat the living crap right out of this guy. Now, where's Peter Grant today? Do we know? He's dead? Oh, ain't that too bad. Both those guys croaked. Where's that theater manager? Oh, it's Bill Graham? Well, anyway, I'm just kidding. I don't know who it was. It wasn't Bill Graham. You know a band called Supertramp? Okay, the guy's wife gave birth to one of their kids outside the San Diego Arena in a mobile home. Okay, anyway. That's crap from the 70s, man. Okay, next hour, what we're going to do is your favorite Phil Henry Show moment. If you've got one, you can certainly give us a call at 1-800-449-8686. Your favorite Phil Henry Show moment, favorite guest that we've had on, favorite hour that we've done on the Phil Henry Show. It can be anything. That'll be happening next hour at 1-800-449-8686. Also remind you that we'll be at the 19th Annual Beach Fest coming up on Saturday. I got that sombrero I'm going to wear. That thing is about, a good 4 feet in diameter. Going to park that thing on my head so you'll see that big, fat, white, pasty Irish guy with a big sombrero on his head. That's me. We'll be at the Meeting of the Mouths. There's also going to be a chili cook-off. And then, and I asked for a very nice hotel for my wife and I because we're flying out the next day. I thought the station maybe could put us, maybe score because there's a couple of advertisers that said, do a little trade-off in the hotel, okay? We're staying at the airport, which I guess is okay because we're flying the next day. But you know what I'm saying? You don't want to wake up and open up the window and there it is, XXX, Jicky and Bob's Love Dance right out there on Century. How did that ever happen that all those strip joints are right outside the airport like that? It just was a zoning quirk, wasn't it? You go to LAX, you pull in, it's been there for years. Now, finally, Taylor has the answer to something. Can't wait for this. Yeah, any other airport in the world doesn't have that, but you pull into LAX, Jicky and Bob's Love Dance, XXX, traveling businessmen are all over the place. Craig's answer is traveling businessmen. They're everywhere. They're in San Francisco. Yeah, I know they get away from their wives, but why only in L.A.? You don't see it in Miami. In Miami, you get off the plane and you get rolled. But in L.A., you got to go look at naked women. What a jip. All the more reason to go to Miami. Get off the plane in Miami, you're rolled and shoved into the trunk of your car and sent into the Atlantic Ocean. You get off the plane in L.A., nude chicks. I'm going to Miami. You're the one that's stripped in Miami. How's Neil down there, you guys, huh? Is he still pissing and moaning about Phil Henry? Or was that just a comment that he cast off one day because his life isn't going in the direction that he wants it to go into? I wonder what it's like to be a guy like that who I used to admire, but now I find out he's a backstabbing rat. God, that's too bad, man. What a shame. Anyway, you go down to Miami, you're stripped of all your clothes. Come to L.A., you're looking at somebody else taking them off. So the traveling businessman is what Craig tells me, and it makes perfect sense, and why it isn't done in any other city is anybody's guess. Come on, you people. Get off the dime and do it, baby. You want more people flying into Wichita? All that nudity. Right there at the entrance to the airport. I don't go into Minneapolis, St. Paul, man. I used to live up there. What it was, a freaking farm is what you saw when you go into the airport. You saw Farmer Brown out there, man, loading up a silo. Oh, that's sexy. And you're blowing out of the airport, you're on your way into town, you're looking for a little bit of action, maybe get a drink, who knows what. And what are you looking at? You're looking at some rolling hillside with ghosts, go Hawks on a silo. Okay, 1-800. So remember, coming up next hour, your favorite Phil Henry Show moment, your favorite Phil Henry Show hour, the best guest we've had on, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.